songs right. That's what today is all about. It's Friday, first Friday of December, the second of the month. And here to enjoy the day with you is Jennifer Horn, who in and of herself is one of the most enjoyable people that I know on the planet. And then there's Michael Fortier, who is an enjoyable fellow in his own right. Just have to understand what the enjoyment is all about. And you know what? We're celebrating Christmas. It's Christmas time.
Day two.
Day two of Christmas, right. Christmas. For me, this is the quintessential Christmas tune. It's an old song. It's back to the late 60s, early 70s. Percy Faith and his group. This just, for me, does it. Listen to the lyric line of this for a minute, will you, Jen? Jen?
Christmas is memories, the kind you always keep.
Some people are puking right now, isn't it? Deck the halls.
It was a little pukey, but, you know.
But it's me. I'm a very sentimental sort, and it means a lot to me for a lot of different reasons. My children are very young, very... Megan may have been four. Brenda was probably one when this came out. So it was big stuff. The Christmas star of the day later in this hour, Vincent Pogue, who is a songwriter and a singer, one of the most added Christmas songs, is something that he has come up with. So we're doing that. This is the hour in which we'll spend a lot of time on Christmassy items. So here's an email that I got yesterday, Jennifer, from somebody who said... pretty direct and straightforward, and I understand. I appreciate people being direct with me because I want to be direct with you. This fellow thinks that I'm a hypocrite because I have little use for conventional religion, and yet I'm going to the Holy Land just before Christmas.
Right.
For those of you who do not know, I will be next week in Israel for the entire week, and you'll hear hour two, three, depending on the day, of this program with me sitting in a studio in Jerusalem with people who are part of the New Israel. I say the New Israel because I think Israel has rebuilt itself. A lot of people don't know the story. They just know that Israel is in a bad place because most of the Arabs over that are her neighbors want to blow them into the sea. So this would be my fourth trip, I think. I've been there three times. And have each time learned something. The takeaways have been extraordinary. But just to address what this fellow says about me being a hypocrite, I'm not. You can think I am if you want to. That's swell. There is so much history. There's so much kind of romance, if you know what I mean. There's a great, wonderful, thrilling story there about how people get along. It's a great testament, if you'll pardon the use of that. It's a great example of how... for whatever the reason, the people in the rest of the world can't seem to get along, the three major religions, Christianity and Judaism and Muslim religion. But in Jerusalem, they all get along fine. So how is it that they get along fine there and we can't get along? Hey, even outside of Jerusalem, the Palestinians on one side, the Israelis on the other side, and that's up the road 40 miles, and they can't get along.
Mm-hmm.
So it is my want and desire to bring you stories that reinforce the fact that all of these folks get along. And that is, I don't feel I'm a hypocrite at all. I mean, the religions that grew there have no real connection. If you understand how they started and you look at them today, you think you're on a different planet. So I'm having been sort of a religious, let's say, scholar. I spent a lot of time learning about the religions of the world when I was in college at Heidelberg, and it served me well. And I think what I've learned is that, again, modern interpretation of some of the old stuff, especially in America, we've become extraordinarily intolerant of other religions. We think we're supposed to have this religion as kind of the national religion. And I'm not saying this about everybody. And by the way, I heard a great overview, Jennifer, of what the protests are all about today. A couple of different radio programs, and people finally beginning to get the fact that there are many interests that these folks that are occupying public lands that are expressing their outrage about how government is being run.
Right.
Some of them are dirtbags and trying to gain as much advantage at the public trust or the trough as can be, as they can do. And you know how I am about that. I'm a nutbag when it comes to not tolerating people getting things that they don't deserve. Having said that, there are so many things that are wrong in government. Those things are being expressed. There are a lot of Tea Party folks who have gotten involved in these protest movements. And so one of the things that we're focused on is the intolerance that people have for folks that are different than they are. Color of skin, religion, weight, height, you name it. There are prejudices galore. And we need to shake ourselves of that if we're going to progress, I think. And this
very
is
well said. Look at you being all good and profound today.
Thank you. I just think that, and I will be more like that next week because I'm going to be extraordinarily. I'll be in a place next week that I haven't been in for a long time. It's a good thing for me to kind of get out of some of the places, especially the loss of Tony. That has it's taken a toll, and so this is not a distraction, but a different affirmation of what's important. And it is important for us to get along. It is important for us to understand and tolerate others who are different than we are. And we are not doing a good job of that here in this country. People say, well, those guys blew up the World Trade Center. Yeah, 19 of them did. You're right. And there are probably millions of others who would share the enthusiasm that some showed that day, September 11th, for the damages that were done to America. But there's no, by no means... There is no proof of the majority of the Islamic world. The people that live here in our country, we have 1% of our population are members of the Islamic faith. And, yeah, we've caught a few of them that are trying to do us harm. But there are, Timothy McVeigh sure as hell wasn't a Muslim, and he wanted to do us harm.
Yep.
So it doesn't, everybody being the same is not an intelligent, mature way of looking at issues. People are angry today because I think the only place you can zero in and focus on pretty much everybody being to blame in one group, and that's politicians in Congress. The fact that 90-some-odd% of us are disgusted with Congress, and the last couple of weeks, the story about insider trading among members of Congress, and it's legal?
I know.
It's legal!
Mm-hmm.
How in the world? It's illegal for you to do it. It's illegal for me to do it. But it's okay for them to do it?
Yeah, why not?
Oh, my God. Talk about a club. All right, so anyway, back to Christmas. Back to Christmas.
The bouncing ball. Back
yes.
to Christmas.
Well,
yes,
I think
I love
that
it.
There are a lot of things. If you look at some of the stories, you'll find, if you pursue our fashion at DougStephan.com, there are a lot of things every day now that will help you celebrate or help you to get into the mood.
Mm-hmm.
The season of cheer, if you will. The video of the day today, a couple of guys thought it would be funny to head out on the busiest day, the shopping day of the year, and pull a prank on some retail clerks at a Target store trying to get their help locating items on an insane, nonsensical list that they made up. Where can I find a left-handed washing glove, for example? So, yeah, check that out. The video of the day at DougStephan.com. Let's see, there's another story in here. A group of people in British Columbia having a scavenger hunt. One of the things they needed to take a picture of was a floating Christmas tree. So a couple of people got the great idea to tie some helium balloons to a Christmas tree and snap a photo. Then tether holding the tree down, the thing that was holding to the ground, snapped, and the tree flew away. This is something, the picture, you have to have the picture to tell the story. Absolutely have to have it. And there's no sign of this runaway tree, by the way, anywhere. But you can see that story. No sign of runaway
tree. There is a reward, so if you see it floating
right
over you.
That's right, exactly. A reward. So it's a lot of good Christmas stuff and things that we should embrace, including good things to give to people that you care about. And that's why I get enthusiastic in my extolling the value and the virtue of the Sea Crane radios. And CC Radio has a couple of signature products. The EP, a great radio. The AM reception is beyond belief, beyond comparison, and only $79.95. Buy four or five of these, seriously, and give them to your friends that love radios. C. Crane offers a 60-day, no-risk return policy for the EP radio and all the radios that you can find in their catalog, which is available online. By the way, pretty easy to find it at ccradio.com. That's ccradio.com. Bring the joy of listening back to your time listening to the radio. The EP favorite programs really enhanced because of the great reception on the AM side as well as the FM side. So many great amenities, the needle and dial tuning. That's kind of cool. I like that. But the best thing is the quality and the price. Quality excellent, price extraordinarily low for this good a radio. Call 800-522-8863. You'll be happy that I gave you this idea for a Christmas present for the person you know or the people you know who really like listening to AM radio. And you get a free LED flashlight with your order, 800-522-TUNE. Or you can go online, as I said, visit C. Crane at ccradio.com. These folks know how to make great radios. $79.95 for the EP radio. 800-522-8863 is the only way you can order it.
8 hours is a long time, especially when your child has a fever. That's why you should use Children's Advil. It can relieve your child's fever for up to 8 hours with just one dose. In fact, nothing works longer than Children's Advil. And the medicine in Children's Advil is the number one pediatrician-recommended children's fever reducer. So when your child has a fever, provide them with relief that will last up to 8 hours with just one dose. Children's Advil, the 8-hour fever reliever.
Among OTC pain relievers, use as directed.
Last year, everybody wanted a smartphone. This year, give them the smarter way to print from it. The new Kodak Hero Series all-in-one printers designed to make printing from any mobile device easy and affordable. Print photos, documents, presentations, maps, you name it, right from your phone, laptop, or tablet from any place in the world. And here's the really smart part. Only Kodak gives you the lowest total ink replacement cost, so you're also giving the gift that keeps saving folks money year after year. Kodak Hero Series all-in-one printers, saving money, never looks so smart. Find them at your local retailer or go to Kodak.com to check out the complete line right now.
One size does not fit all, especially when you're talking about something as important as your mortgage. Hey everybody, Jay Farner here, and I'd like to introduce the Yorgage from Quicken Loans. That's right, the Yorgage. Our Yorgage is better than a traditional mortgage because it conforms to your goals. It's a fixed-rate home loan that allows you to custom design a term that works best for you anywhere from 8 to 30 years. Let's say you've got 8 years left on your mortgage and you'll want to refinance to a lower interest rate. Our 8-year fixed Yorgage can help. We keep your term short and we lower your monthly payment. The rate today on an 8-year fixed mortgage is an amazing 3.5%, APR 3.69%. So give Quicken Loans a call today at 800-401-0027. That's 800-401-0027. The Quicken Loans Yorgage. Everything we do is engineered to amaze.
Individual results may vary. Call us for cost information. Other restrictions may apply. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
And the Christmas spirit of things, a North Carolina man whose one-man parade in a Frosty the Snowman costume yielded a call to 911. He didn't mean to frighten anybody, but apparently the local police thought that he was a scary guy. He was wearing an inflatable snowman costume, and he got arrested. I mean, what is the matter with people? Good God. Not him, the people that arrested him, 21 after the hour.
The perfect water for drinking, bathing, and cleaning, right at your fingertips? Yes, you can now have the most powerful water ionizer on the market for less than half the price of competitors. The Genesis Platinum Water Ionizer from GibsonsHealth.com creates the perfect drinking water of 9.5 pH, automatically cleans every time you use it, and even tells you when to change filters. Other 7-plate water ionizers are priced at $2,000 or even $3,000, but the Genesis Platinum is only $16.95. Get yours today at GibsonsHealth.com. Under Nutritionals, be sure to click on Essential Oils for aromatic liquids extracted from a broad range of flowers, stems, seeds, and bark. And to really balance your body, click on Go Green, the most complete green drink available, necessary for survival. All this and more are found at GibsonsHealth.com. Call 800-388-6844. That's 800-388-6844 or GibsonsHealth.com. Healthful living since 1974.
Discover a natural way to experience cleaner, healthier indoor air without expensive filters and high-priced machines. Discover what healthcare professionals have known for decades. Salt ionizes and purifies indoor air. That's why you need to visit SilverSkyImports.com. SilverSkyImports.com offers a wide assortment of Himalayan crystal salt lamps, handcrafted from salt crystals that are millions of years old, contain healthy ions that eliminate odor, reduce bacteria, and can even help allergy and asthma sufferers, which means you and your family will breathe better, sleep sounder, and have more energy. These salt lamps are available in stunning, natural colors and shapes to accent any home or office, are environmentally friendly, and best of all, they're affordable. And don't forget SilverSkyImports.com. SilverSkyImports.com also carries gourmet and bath salts. Order today at SilverSkyImports.com or call 800-494-1369. That's 800-494-1369. Breathe easier, feel better, live healthier at SilverSkyImports.com.
People. I love the village people. That mean I'm gay?
I would have been naked.
Because I don't want to see you naked. That mean I'm gay?
I don't think there is a Janet Jackson. I think it's really Michael Jackson dressed up.
As somebody who's been with Michael,
You've been with Michael?
That mean I'm gay?
Yeah. It was at this time in my life when I considered male prostitution.
That mean I'm gay?
I get a massage 3 times a week from a guy.
That mean I'm gay?
Hey, still looks pretty gay to me.
Good day.
I'm out of the closet.
How's everybody doing?
You all right?
I asked for a reason. That was not a generic me asking you how are you doing. That was me asking because it is really windy out there. Is it not crazy? It's insane. Los Angeles being hit by some seriously strong winds at the moment. I'm just curious, how many people are only here because they were in line for 2.5 men and they got blown into this area? Don't admit to that.
Not a fan of yours at all. I find you off-putting.
No, L.A. being hit by very strong winds, a lot of people lost power. Seriously. Of course, the good news is that here in L.A., for 17 minutes, the Kardashians were not on television.
How many just blew in from out of town?
Yeah. 97-mile-an-hour winds we had here.
Yeah.
97-mile. Schools were closed because the winds were so high. It was incredible. It was so windy, I saw a Kia going uphill. That's the wind. It was so windy, Taylor Lautner buttoned up his shirt. That never happened. Never happened. It was so windy, Chargers kicker Nick Novak actually had to pee indoors. That's how. They say these winds were powerful enough to actually move an Indianapolis Colts into the end zone. That's how. It was so bad in the Valley, porn stars getting windburn on their ass. That's how.
I here with the story of the winds being up to 140 miles an hour. In Southern California, our own Jennifer Horn, who is still here, Facebook posts of my daughter, who suggests that the L.A. Power and Light folks ought to get their act together. She was a little more poignant than that.
Yes, she was. But she was grading by candlelight, grading papers
by
candlelight.
Yeah. So what was it like? Did you lose the power at your house?
Well, you know, I did. I was thinking, I think I mentioned to you yesterday morning when I was on the air, it was really at its strongest point.
And
I thought for sure we were going to lose power, but I did not. Up the street now, I was just lucky because right up the street, not even a mile away, they were without power.
Well, it's interesting because in most of L.A. County, everything is underground. All the power, you don't see like you do in the east, you don't see power lines up and down the street, but the big major power has to come that comes from Hoover or Dam or wherever it comes from. That travels above the ground on the big, and that's where the problem was. That's why so many people were without power, because the major force of that wind.
Yeah, and that's why once you lose it, it stays out for a while.
Right.
People were without power for 4, 5, 6 hours. The crazy thing was,
we had it 4, 5, 6 days here with Irene and then subsequently the snowstorm.
But
so
we're
what
wimps
are you people?
In LA. Hello?
Yeah, this is, this is LA.
The big thing was, though, they actually had to close schools down in a lot of the whole city. They had Pasadena cities where schools were closed because there were so many downed power lines and downed trees that it was a danger for the kids to go to school.
Yeah.
Big fire in Eagle Rock. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's right. Yesterday we were, just as we were getting off the air, hadn't that fire started in Eagle
Rock?
Yeah,
there was a big transformer explosion, and it caused a fire in Eagle Rock. But the fire department did a really good job, and they were able to put it out. And that, yesterday, given the winds, was no easy feat. So,
oh, but that's what they get paid for.
They do, but it's still, when you're fighting Mother Nature.
Yeah, well, that's true. Firemen. Flash, news flash, firemen are supposed to know how to put out fires.
It did a good job.
Yeah.
And by the way, the damage at my house, my address shingle fell down.
No!
I know.
The neon sign?
Yes.
Does Jennifer lives here, that's down?
The Sugar Shack, yeah, that's
gone
now.
Whoa! That sounds pretty serious. Yeah, that's
too bad. I know.
Yeah. Sorry about that.
Okay.
I think Newt Gingrich and Mitt Romney will be by later today to see if they can help put that sign back up
Herman
again.
Cain might be by.
Herman Cain may be by, too, yeah, to say hi. 28 past the hour on the Good Day program.
I'm Peter Greenberg, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute. Just because the weather is getting colder doesn't mean you have to stay indoors. Here's what's happening in our national park system these days. Of course, the Colorado Rockies are best known for skiing, but you can also take a guided snowshoe tour and winter photography hikes with Rocky Mountain National Park Rangers. Or you can stay in your car and drive the peak-to-peak highway in the Arapaho National Forest. It's a 55-mile scenic drive that gets you a first-class view of the Rockies. California isn't all about warm weather and sunshine. In fact, its state parks are known for cross-country skiing. And if you really want the all-around experience, then head to Grover Hot Springs State Park near Lake Tahoe, where you can start the day with skiing and end it in a natural hot spring. Buffalo National River in northern Arkansas is still accessible in winter, which is also the best time to photograph the elk population and the area's natural rock and ice formations. For more information, visit petergreenberg.com. I'm Peter Greenberg, the travel detective, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute.
I must have hit a mogul straight on. Every time I went over, my leg broke. Even though it was New Year's Day, MedJet Assist was able to take care of everything.
That's what one MedJet member said. Who will help you if a medical emergency interrupts your next trip? As a MedJet member, if you're hospitalized more than 150 miles from home, MedJet will arrange medical transfer to the hospital of your choice. If you travel, you need MedJet. Enroll today at MedJetOffer.com and receive a free passport holder with the purchase of an annual membership. That's MedJetOffer.com.
Please listen to this important announcement from Pfizer, the makers of Lipitor, atorvastatin calcium tablets. Pfizer may help you reduce the cost of your monthly Lipitor prescription. For eligible patients, Lipitor is available for as little as $4 a month with the Lipitor copay card. Terms and conditions apply. To learn more, please visit Lipitor.com. See our ad in Cooking Light magazine. Learn more at Lipitor.com or call 1-888-LIPITOR.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you, too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Again, 1-888-246-0623.
Good times are upon us. It is the beginning of the Christmas season, sort of officially. Good thing, as there is so much good will, so much good food, and so much good music. To the point of good music, we on the Good Day program, Jennifer Ritchie, me, and you, extolling the value and virtue of some performers. Every day at this time, we have our Christmas star of the day, a tradition that we started on this program, what, 4 or 5 years ago, Ritchie?
At least.
Maybe longer. Anyway, the person in the focal spotlight, I suppose the vocal focal spotlight, is singer-songwriter Vincent Pogue with one of the most added Christmas songs on AC stations that are playing Christmas and playing regular music this week.
This Christmas, let's forget our trouble. In tribute, let us all be humble. Song, let our voices blend. For Christmas, let's be friends. Let's make the world at peace. Our business in giving, let us try. Forgiveness and harmony. Make amends. For Christmas, let's be friends.
What a wonderful sentiment.
Make believe we're a family. Spreading love under heaven's tree. This season, let's forget our differences and take the time to think what Christmas is.
Guys, sounds like you've been listening to me and wrote a song for me. I don't like to necessarily personify stuff, but this guy's got it. Every wish that I would have for all of you is in this song. It's a great, I've never heard this song before. I haven't heard it yet. Vincent Pogue, who is the writer and the singer, was an 8-year-old when he wanted to, he had his first, he was kind of, again, I go back to when I was 8 starting to sing. Vincent, what a pleasure to have you on the program. Listening to that song brings a tear to my eye, actually.
Well, thank you, and it's a pleasure to be here a little early, but...
Oh, come on. You can't wimp out.
You gotta, we're all here with you.
Yeah,
so
listen.
I know you are. Where are you located?
Well, we're all around the country. Jennifer Horn is in Los Angeles.
Really early here.
Rich McFadden is down in Washington. I'm on the East Coast now in Massachusetts on my farm. And so we put this program together because it is a national program. We kind of bring in all the time zones that are in fact the practical side of it is that people in all these time zones are listening to us. So it's kind of a cool thing to be able to present stories like this to folks who haven't heard this kind of music. I'm an ecumenicalist, if you know what I mean. I believe that there's good in all, and whether it's religion or mankind in general. I'm trying to find ways of bringing people around to understanding that it's better for us to understand we are units in the family of man. And I think that's what your song captures there, frankly.
Well, thank you. I actually love this season. It brings out the best in people.
Yes, it does.
I'm in Manhattan, and things move pretty quickly here, but you can sense the difference in the air.
Yes.
On the faces, attitudes, people with more patience. It's just a wonderful time. I've always loved this time of year, and I was inspired to write hopefully a poignant song that touches an emotion, and I hope I did.
Yeah, you absolutely did. I'm betting it has touched an emotion with people who love you, people who hear it for the first time, and now you've become quite successful as this song is being added to a lot of radio stations for the season. So let's go back with you a little bit. I'm sorry, Roberta Fasanelli, who is our resident New Yorker, she normally is not on the program until the next hour. She'd love your story. Your family had a hardware store on Long Island. That's where she's from, even though she sounds like, and she really is a New Yorker. She lives in the city now. Your parents, did they encourage you to be involved in music as a youngster?
Well, they encouraged me from the standpoint that I wanted to play guitar when I was a young boy at 8, but I was disenchanted when the songs that I was learning, these Spanish songs and songs like Little Brown Jug. I don't even know if you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, but I do, yeah.
And I lost my interest. Uh-huh. And then a few years later, I was exposed to a man by the name of Bob Dylan.
Mm-hmm.
And that really re-inspired me. I started to play guitar and write, but I had always liked the Broadway musicals from the standpoint of exposure. My family did have those albums, and we did go to shows. Loved music from an early age.
Mm-hmm.
So
you were working. You didn't really go into this with Abandon until a couple, 3 years ago, right?
Yeah, well, I tried to. I had an acoustical group, when I was in my teens, and tried to make it in, as an acoustical group, writing their own material. I just couldn't make a living.
Mm-hmm.
And, I grew up working in a hardware store, always believing in myself business-wise, and it was just kind of pounded into me. Eventually I just couldn't support myself and went into business. Did not go into the hardware business.
Mm-hmm.
And then many, many years later, my wife, for a birthday present, got me guitar lessons from a local rocker.
Really?
And I wrote songs over the years, but strictly for family. We have a very large, close family.
Mm-hmm.
As you mentioned, I think my father was in business with his three brothers, and we just had one of these unbelievable families that worked together and played together.
Mm-hmm.
So family was very important to us.
It's interesting how some television programs these days are sort of extolling the value of families staying together. I'm thinking about Blue Bloods, the story of the New York police commissioner played by Tom Selleck and his family, and there are always scenes of them having dinners together, which I think is almost a lost art, a lost practice of families all
on
families
a regular weekly basis, all get splintered all over the country.
Well, we choose to get splintered. We don't stay together for and even if we are fairly close together, Richie, oftentimes people don't choose to because I don't want to go to Grandpa's house because he's a crotchety old man. Blah blah blah.
Vincent, well, you know, with families, you have to have somebody that takes the lead and makes it happen.
Yeah,
you have
to have the right
leadership.
We're talking to Vincent Pogue, who is a singer songwriter. He's got a wonderful song called "This Christmas," which is part of a CD called "Circling Back." You have other songs on this, a couple of Christmas songs, but I think you've got you've got sort of a theme here that makes it interesting for people to try to think about what they're dealing with. Richie, you started to go ahead.
Well, it looks like I'm sitting here at your website, vincentpogue.com, P-O-A-G.
Right.
And it looks like you have a lot of fun with some of your music, and I was just sitting here looking at one of the songs, and I absolutely have to take on, I don't know what I'm getting into here, but a song called Eat My Shorts.
I love it.
There you go.
Vincent Pogue.
Right if you don't like me, though I'd rather
can hear Bob Dylan in this, Richie.
It's all right for you to disagree. To defend. But if you're dropping fishing line because you want me, come. You can eat my shorts.
So I have to ask, are you a Buffett fan as well?
I am. As a matter of fact, my stress song, I do have a sense of humor, and I try to, let that come out in a number of my compositions. and hopefully, again, get a smile out of it. But, yes, I am a Jimmy Buffett fan. He just added my stress song to the station.
Oh, really?
Yeah, the Margaritaville, and that's pretty cool.
Who inspired Eat My Shorts?
Oh, that's a good question.
What's his name or her name?
You know, I think when I played in underground Atlanta, before it was a big shopping mall in my early years, it was really a cool village-type scene of various musicians and clubs. And there was a fellow down there, you know, we kind of got to know the different players, and there was a fellow down there that had an expression, eat my shorts. And years later, it resonated with me, and years later, I just, put it to music.
All right, so let's listen as we sort of conclude our conversation. VincentPogue.com is where you can go to find these tracks.
It's all over iTunes and Amazon.com.
Yeah, everywhere. This song's called Stress, and one of the reasons people seem to compare him to Randy Newman, crack this up, Richie.
To work each day, putting out the fires is how we earn our pay. Saving for security, time for us to play. Something coming, take it all away. I say Monday stress, Tuesday stress, Wednesday, Thursday stress, Friday stress,
right.
Saturday.
This I'm gonna. There's a new term. I don't know whether this has been used before or not. Sunday, musical medicine. How do you like that, Richie?
That's it.
We are now into a new world called musical medicine. And that's the category I would put Vincent Pogue's music into. There are a number of tracks from Circling Back. Richie's listening to it sort of in cue in the studio there. And
there's some fun stuff here. It's very cool.
But don't you think that's a good term, Richie?
Yeah.
Musical medicine.
Sure. I definitely see the connection with Vincent's music here. It's all about, you should chill out, man.
Yeah.
It's all good.
Yeah, yeah. What do you, did you see a picture of him, Richie? I didn't see a picture of him. I'm trying to figure out, I'm imagining what you look like, Vincent.
Uh-huh.
And I'm not, I'm,
You got to be careful with that. you're probably better off where you are.
Okay, not knowing. Okay.
I don't want to take a shot at he's got, you know what I like about him? He's right. Got, he looks like a younger Soupy Sales with his smile in his eyes are like Soupy Sales.
Yeah.
With that bright smile.
Have I got an agent for you?
Yeah.
All right.
There you go.
Vincent, you've done a nice job with this. Congratulations and continued success.
Thank you,
I hope you are happy with this and as happy as people seem to be. VincentPogue.com, P-O-A-G. Check this all out. One of our Christmas stars of the day. Happy to get you into the fold, Vincent. A very happy and Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. Happy holidays. Why not? It's December. We can talk about it and smile. Musical, but carry this with you. You are one of the stars of musical. The field is musical medicine. All right? Take that with you. If you want to give me credit, that's fine. Take your
you just
share.
Want a dollar every time you
say that. You think he was offended that I said he looked like Soupy Sales?
Nah.
He does. He's got that, you know, Soupy had that
happy
smile.
He's a happy guy. He's not offended by anything.
Okay, good.
All right, so Christmas in the focus in this hour. I have an idea for you to stuff your stockings. People that you know and like that are over 30, they're the 30s or beyond. How many of you have friends? You got hundreds, thousands, millions of people listening now who could take advantage of my suggesting that you go online to organicattitude.com, enter the radio code GOODDAY, and get yourself a free bottle of the Fountain of Youth. This is a brand new product this year, made by one of the most prestigious developers of cosmetic products in the world. His name is David Pollack. Gone on to his own world, the business at hand, from this polymer that he's put together, moisturizer, you can call it I call it a serum. Fountain of Youth Anti-Aging Serum. Put it on your face. Skin hydration increases by 90%. Wrinkles go by 2/3. And if you like the idea of getting it free, how can you not go right on the computer right now? Go to organicattitude.com, use the radio code GOODDAY, and sign up for your free bottle. Pay a couple of bucks for shipping and handling. Try it now, and you'll stay with it. I can just imagine how you're going to feel, how you're going to look at yourself differently, having used this Fountain of Youth Serum for just a month or so. It delivers deep hydration and skin-firming peptides for younger-looking skin. Reduce those wrinkles by 2/3. Go online to organicattitude.com, enter the radio code GOODDAY, and get as much of the Fountain of Youth as you can to give to all of your friends in a stocking stuffer sort of way for this Christmas. Organicattitude.com, radio code GOODDAY.
This holiday season, find your magic at Macy's. Now through December 24th, bring your stamped letter addressed to Santa at the North Pole to Macy's and drop it in our special Believe letter boxes. For each letter received, Macy's will donate $1 to the Make-A-Wish Foundation, up to $1 million. Believe in the power to change a child's life. Visit Macy's.com/believe to learn more. And together, we'll collect a million reasons to believe. That's the magic of Macy's.
Identity theft can be a problem during the holidays, as seasonal distractions can cause consumers to forget about protecting the confidential information that they generate this time of the year. As we kick off the holiday shopping season, Fellows Incorporated, the leading shredder manufacturer, is raising awareness about the crime. Nancy Heaton, the Senior Global Marketing Manager for Fellows, provides more information.
Our holiday season habits can leave us vulnerable to identity thieves. The easiest way to protect yourself and your family from identity theft is to properly destroy no longer needed documents like store receipts, credit card statements, and travel papers. Use a cross-cut paper shredder, like Fellows P12C, to destroy them into unrecognizable shreds, ensuring identity thieves can't piece together your confidential information. Fellows innovative paper shredders also make great gifts, so help protect your loved ones year-round by giving one this year.
For more information, visit fellows.com. That's fellows.com.
You know, life doesn't slow down just because you have sore joints. You still have just as much to do, and you have to find a way to keep yourself moving. Fortunately for you, there's new Move Free Ultra. Just one small pill per day is more effective for sore joints than two big glucosamine and chondroitin pills. And you can believe it, because it was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Don't let sore joints slow you down or big joint care pills. Put a powerful small pill to work for you. Move on, move free with new Schiff Move Free Ultra.
Yeah.
Storable foods, check. Water filters, check. Gold and silver, check. Tactical gear, check. What's missing from your survival checklist? An essential that should not be taken for granted. Storable vitamins and nutritional supplements. Since many foods do not contain the essential micronutrients your body needs, you need Survival RX, the world's first ultra-long-term storable vitamins and nutritional supplements. How long? Survival RX products have a shelf life of up to 30 years, thanks to triple nitrogen flushing for guaranteed freshness. Go to SurvivalRx.com for our complete product list, including powdered milk and whey protein isolate. And remember, November is Nuclear Disaster Preparedness Month at SurvivalRx.com. With every order until November 30th, you will receive a free bottle of potassium iodate. Just enter coupon code RADIO. Go to SurvivalRx.com. That's Survival, the letter R, the letter X.com. Add SurvivalRx.com to your preparedness checklist today.
Attention GCN listeners, do you have a Patriot on your Christmas list that's nearly impossible to shop for? How would you like the ability to get top-of-the-line, hard-to-find gifts at equally hard-to-beat prices without leaving the comfort of your home? Why fight the crowd? Simply log on to your computer for great gifts and deals for the off-the-grid enthusiast in your family. At offthegridchristmas.com, you'll find great prices on the most popular off-the-grid gifts available today. At offthegridchristmas.com, you'll find unbeatable deals on emergency backup power, herb and vegetable seeds, dehydrated foods, emergency evacuation packs, solar ovens, gun safes, and a host of truly unique stocking stuffers. In these hard times, why not give a gift that really counts, a gift that could truly make a difference? Go to offthegridchristmas.com and our Christmas video highlighting perfect gifts for the off-the-grid fans in your family. Unbeatable gear, unbeatable prices, no more searching. offthegridchristmas.com. That's offthegridchristmas.com.
Now 53 after the hour. Doug Steffens, Good Day program. Welcome to our overview of life in America and around the world today. And certainly the spirit of the season is upon us in a number of different ways. Certainly going out and buying and spending and shopping is part of the season. Caring and understanding the real, I think, message. But listen, have a good day. If it's fun for you to go shopping, swell. You're not doing any harm to anybody else unless you're the idiot who pepper sprays people who are trying to get something before they do in the Walmart. Then you are an idiot.
That woman turn herself in?
There's been too much aggression over things like this. Just it kills every... It just
kills the fun.
Yeah,
I can't handle that kind of stress.
Yeah.
That's why I wait till New Year's Eve or Christmas Eve.
Maybe you should wait till New Year's Eve, Richie.
I should.
Spread it out.
the
deals
sales
are great.
Yeah.
I had a friend, a dear lady very close to me, used to every year after Christmas, go buy her Christmas cards for the next year.
Yeah.
Day after Christmas.
Yeah, sure. That's a great one.
Technology Taylor time here on Good Day. Do you think that tablets will be killed off by the big screen or the other way around? Television sales are way up this year as opposed to the last 3 or 4 years. But Alex Goldfein wants you to think about whether or not that little tablet that you use, whether it's an iPad or whatever, little small things, will make it unnecessary for you to have a TV. In my life, I couldn't imagine not having a Richie.
It would even be a big screen. Yep.
Yeah, how do you don't get the nuance of it, that small screen. Anyway, Alex Goldfein will tell us why he doesn't think that will be the case. And that's up next here on Good Day.
Chapstick asks, where do lost chapsticks go?
Hi, I'm Rick, and I lose my cherry chapstick a lot. The first 26 times I lost it, I found it laid in my back right pocket. And I'm a lefty, but this time, it's gone, man. And my chapstick has always been there for me. Like that one crazy cold winter, chapstick was my best friend. So if you see it, wait, is this it?
Do you know where your lost chapstick is? Have your say at facebook.com/chapstick. And try new Chapstick Lip Shield 365 with SPF 50 for all season protection. Ultra moisturizing for softer, healthier lips.
Now, the Technology Taylor Minute. Here's Alex Goldfain.
Some high-tech bits and bytes for your Friday. An iPhone 4 spontaneously combusted on an Australian airline as the plane was coming in for landing. Now, the fire was quickly put out, but a picture of the phone shows the damage in the general vicinity of the battery. Next, the upcoming iPhone, which will be called the iPhone 5, is rumored to have a 4-inch display, up from the current 3.5 inches. That's for your movie-watching pleasure. Finally, an article on CNET asks if the tablet will kill the big screen TV. My take? Of course not. Sure, maybe on the plane or train, but you can't take your 50-inch flat panel there. At home, in the family room, of course families aren't going to sit around watching their tablet. Now, they may stream the content from their tablet to their TV, but that would make the tablet device a big screen TV enhancer, not a TV killer. I'm Alex Goldfain.
Are your cable rates rising? Tired of being pushed around by your cable provider? It's time to push back. Cut the cable and get Dish Network installed with absolutely no equipment to buy. Here's the best part. Packages start at just $19.99 a month for an entire year. That's right. Call now to get Dish Network installed free. Plus, ask how you can get over 30 premium channels free for 3 months. PMG Dish, a Dish Network authorized retailer, is waiting for your call and can have you watching TV as soon as tomorrow. Call 800-620-7970. Imagine all your favorite movies, sports, and shows in 100% digital quality for far less money, and you won't have to deal with the cable company anymore. At only $19.99 per month, they're practically giving it away. Call now for full details. Call 800-620-7970. That's 800-620-7970. Again, 800-620-7970. Limited time offer. Prices, packages, and programming subject to change without notice. 24-month agreement required. Cancellation fee and other restrictions apply. Call for details.
Back to my singing. It's the holiday season, often thought of as also the giving season. As you're shopping for those who are on your lists, Kendra Johansson has an easy way for you to help those who are in need, all while shopping for the ones that you love the most.
Nearly 1 in 5 children are at risk of going to bed hungry each evening. That's why Hickory Farms is continuing its partnership with the No Kid Hungry campaign of Share Our Strength, a nonprofit organization working to end childhood hunger in America. Share Our Strength's founder and CEO, Bill Shore, says you can make a difference by choosing gifts that give back.
We know a hungry child is a disadvantaged child. That's why our goal is to end childhood hunger in America by 2015. So this holiday season, for every Hickory Farms Party Planner gift box sold, $5 will be donated to the No Kid Hungry campaign. As your loved ones unwrap their gifts, know that the proceeds will help brighten the holidays for others.
Hickory Farms has generated more than $1 million in contributions to Share Our Strength since 2008.
They're making it easy for holiday shoppers to help make sure children struggling with hunger in our country have access to the nutritious food they need to live, learn, and thrive. You can also help by making an additional donation with any purchase at their stores or online at hickoryfarms.com.
To order a party planner gift box or other food gifts, visit hickoryfarms.com. That's Lifestyles from Hickory Farms.
Good advice, which is hopefully what we're full of